free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
Welcome to Short Take. Filmmaker Christian Zübert has never allowed himself to be pigeonholed. Films such as Tour de Force and One Breath premiered at the Toronto International Film Festival. And from cult classic Lombok to the award-winning tragic comedy Three Quarter Moon and the HBO-esque series The Mopes, his work moves playfully between art house, mainstream and genre. With his new film Exterritorial, he dives into action cinema. We talked to Christian via video call for this interview. Hi, Christian.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us today. Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's have some fun. And if you're ready, let's dive right in. How would you describe your current mood in three words?
I'm a little tired. Okay. I'm a little annoyed because I have to do shopping. And I'm excited because I will have a whole evening with my son. We're going to play PlayStation the whole night. So I'm looking forward to that.
I see. Which might answer the next question. What is your favorite way to spend time?
Spending time with my children and watch movies.
Do you have a secret obsession, one that you're willing to share?
Okay, this is a really uncool obsession. But since I'm 12 years old, I'm not a fantasy or science fiction nerd at all, but I'm a complete Lord of the Rings nerd. I sort of know everything about it. I get so much useless information in my head about that. J.R.R. Tolkien is absolutely my probably a little useless obsession, but I love it.
I think you should have a Lord of the Rings off with Stephen Colbert because he's also a total fan. So,
really, I know. And I think there's one other late night show host in the US who also knows everything about it. And I think James Franco is one too.
What is the favorite job you've done? And obviously, it can be film related, but it doesn't have to be.
I'm having my favorite job, which is making films. But I would say, apart from that, I was a sous chef in a restaurant, which sounds really, really posh. I mean, sous chef, it's probably too high. It was just a little bar where there was where we had also food, and there was a cook, and I was the one who was sort of helping the cook. It was really, really fun. I really loved the atmosphere there. I really loved to cook, to sort of having a beer with the team afterwards. And so I would say, yeah. I don't know if sous chef is the right expression, but sort of, let's say, maybe help of the cook.
Okay.
I think it's better.
What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I would say to laugh together and to feel comfortable in each other's presence, I would say. I think this is probably the main thing, just feeling comfortable in each other's company.
And this is a bit of a pivot, but what is your favorite food? It can be a specific dish or it can be a cuisine.
Yeah, I think there's one dish, and that's the dish when I'm in an Italian restaurant. I always order a spaghetti aglio olio. This is sort of my favorite thing because it's so simple. I think there are only three ingredients, and it's basically quite easy to make, but it's so hard to make it good. And I try to perfect the recipe now for 15 years, and I still don't have any consistency in it. Sometimes it turns out to be really good. So I would say I could eat that every day. I don't know why. Just pasta, pepper, oil, and garlic. I don't know why.
Yeah, but they say that it's that you know a good cook by the way he cooks the simplest dishes. So
yes,
I think
exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the search continues. If you weren't a director and writer, what would you be? Well, we already mentioned the sous chef thing, but maybe there's something else.
I think as a cook, I probably wasn't good enough. If I wouldn't be that, maybe I would be a guitar player, a musician. So this was one career path which I almost chose when I was around 19, 20. But then, it turned out to be film, which I'm glad because I think life as a working musician is really, really tough.
Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
I would love to be a perfect 3-point shooter in basketball.
That's a first.
I really would love to have this skill. And I was always like, you know, I was sometimes even when I was younger, because I'm a really big basketball fan, mm-hmm. I sometimes said to God, please let me be able to play like an NBA player. And I promise you, I won't make any money out of it. I just want to have the skill, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah, I would love to be a really good basketball player, especially shooting three-pointers, because I'm so bad at it in real life.
What is your favorite movie or TV series-related memory, and maybe also as an audience member? Something that when you, you know, at any point in life that you watched that really moved you or impressed you?
I can say that it's a movie called The Dark Crystal. It's not a really famous movie. I think it was done by Jim Henson and was mm-hmm. only puppets. But I think for whatever reason, it wasn't Star Wars, it wasn't Taxi Driver or Citizen Kane. It was really Dark Crystal, after which I think I watched when I was 9 or 10. And after that movie, I sat down and wrote my first screenplay. So it sort of, seemed to have done something for me. So I would say this is the most fond memory that I have of my movie. I rewatched it recently, mm-hmm. and I didn't like it at all.
Oh, but okay. Didn't hold up.
Who cares? No, mm-hmm. not at all. But I mean, as a 10-year-old, it just make a huge impression.
Mm-hmm. What is the last book you read or still read?
I love stories about movies, and I love watching making-ofs. Mm-hmm. And this is also a book about movie making. It's Hollywood Animal by Joe Esterhaas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, which is full of gossip. But he's a really good writer, despite of that I don't like most of his movies. But it's a really, really well-written book about making films.
Yeah. Well, he's a very, very 90s story writer, I think. Very specific definitely. Kind of stories.
Yeah, definitely. I think, honestly, after reading his book, which I really like, because he's an immigrant from Hungary, mm-hmm. and he it's also a story about coming as an Hungarian immigrant to the US in the 50s. Okay. And this is really, really well written. Also about stuff about Hollywood is full of gossip. Mm-hmm. But it's really well written. And, you know, after reading the book or while reading the book, I also rewatched his movies. And as you said, yeah, they're real pulpy 90s, almost exploitation kind of movies. So I must say this book is much better than these movies.
Do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature?
I would say that's Ponyboy Curtis from The Outsiders.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite books. I also read it like 100 times, and I really love that book.
I have to say, I only saw the movie. I never read the book, actually.
The movie is not bad, mm-hmm. I would say, but it's a little bit over the top and a little overstyled for me, like Coppola often does. It's okay, but the book is really, really it's really, really good. I really love it.
What is the next, possibly German, TV series or film that you can't wait to watch? And yes, you can plug your own work here.
The next German one. I definitely will watch Exterritorial, my own movie, but I'm really looking forward, but I think they're just shooting it at the moment, and I don't really know what the title will be, but it's the next show by Isabel Klefeld, who did Liebeskind.
Mm. Yes.
Because I really, really love Liebeskind, and mm-hmm. what I read about her new show really sounds interesting.
Which, again, possibly German, but not necessarily, upcoming or already established talent would you recommend our listeners to watch out for?
I really like, I think at the moment she's playing in a show called Ghosts. And it's a young Austrian actress called Lily Epley. Mm-hmm. I think she's a really great, talented actress. And I think she's going to be a star.
And now we're pivoting again a little bit. It's getting a bit more personal. What do you like most about yourself?
I would say I can adapt quite well mm-hmm. to people and to situations. I think that's a good thing.
What do you dislike about yourself?
Impatience, mm-hmm. I would say. And thinking about it, I think I don't adapt too well to situations where you have to be patient.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
What is the last thing you regret and why? And it doesn't have to be a big thing.
I think this is already, that's the only thing that comes to my mind, because that's quite a big thing. Mm-hmm. That I was traveling the world after school. Mm-hmm. And I met some people in Australia who were really friendly to me, who let them sleep in their house and mm-hmm. and everything. And when they came to Germany to visit, I wasn't as friendly to them
okay.
as they were to me. That's a long time ago, over mm-hmm. 30 years ago, really. But that's something that I really can't forget, and I still feel a little ashamed of.
Which random thing makes you happy?
A random thing?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's an interesting question. I really don't have an answer to that.
That's fine.
Honestly.
It's perfectly
yeah,
fine.
Sorry.
Do you have a life motto, or maybe a motto in general?
I would say at least try.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah.
And we're at the last question. It's going to be interesting what you answer, if you have an answer. Mm-hmm. Who would play you in a film or series about your life?
That's a really nice question. I would say he's probably going to be a little younger than he is now, but he's more like how I remember him. Like from the 90s or maybe a little later, I'd say John Cusack.
Mm, interesting choice. Nice.
Yeah.
And that was it. Thank you so much for joining us today, Christian. It was
Thank
a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Short Take is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.